statistics called Policy Agency Febrio-Kacaribu on Wednesday highlighted that Indonesia's manufacturing sector remains competitive amid the global trade dynamics. This is reflected in Indonesia's manufacturing purchasing managers index, which reached 52.4 in March 2025, continuing an expansive trend since December 2024. Social Affairs Minister Saifullah Yusuf has said that the government is considering providing social assistance to laid-off residents whose data is recorded in the National Socioeconomic Single Data, or BPSSN. According to him, the Ministry of Social Affairs is utilizing the National Socioeconomic Single Data to manage the distribution of social aid and social protection for people, including laid-off workers. That's the news.
Of course, Indonesia is very beautiful.
Yes,
a lot of beautiful places.
So Indonesia has a lot of interesting tourism destinations.
That's true.
So talking about that, maybe you have any such experience? Oh. By visiting one of Indonesian interesting tourism destinations?
Oh yeah, I believe that. I have an experience when I was in college actually.
Really?
I went to university and I'm doing my community service.
Yes.
And I went to Dieng.
You went to Dieng?
Yeah.
So what is Dieng?
Dieng is actually one of the six nations in Sobo.
Is it an uphill area?
Yeah, it's an uphill area.
Okay.
A lot of people love to go there because of the view. The
view
is amazing.
Is it amazing? Wonderful, you mean?
Wonderful, wow. Indonesia. It's very beautiful and it has a lot of hills and rocks. And it's very nice to take pictures there.
Really?
Yeah.
So what about such, maybe like, you know, something like what, like 1 billion PMs maybe?
Oh yeah, and Dieng, interestingly, they have a tradition in a year. They will hold such a tradition or maybe like an event where they will fly a lot of lampions and it will fulfill the night sky of Dieng.
Wow.
It's so beautiful.
It seems that the sky is bright, yeah?
Yeah, the lampion, that's true.
So, what did you feel, Yumika, when you visited Dieng?
Oh, I was very happy because I was going there with a lot of my friends. We were having a lot of fun, but there was something, there were some incidents, I would say.
Incident or something like bad experience, or what?
I would not say it's a bad experience, but it's still a fun experience overall. But
finally.
Yeah, but something did happen.
Okay.
When we were tracking with motorcycle, my motorcycle that I'm currently in, it unexpectedly died.
Oh, you mean it didn't work again?
Yeah.
Wow.
It turned off all of a sudden.
It turned off?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a very steep slope, so we were facing up. It was really scary.
So finally, at the time, you stopped your traveling?
Yeah, we had to stop and we are helped by the locals.
Okay.
They offered us to, getting us there with their motorcycles. So then we are getting there with their motorcycles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it doesn't work.
You mean the local people gave you help?
Yeah, the local people are lovely.
So what about your motorcycle finally and fine? Still, like, was broken?
Yes, my friend's motorcycle and
Oh,
yes.
Really?
To the service.
So even the local people, rent you motorcycle?
Yeah, they rent me and also offer me to just ride their motorcycle up until the hill.
Wow,
yeah,
cool.
Very nice.
So it is maybe one of your scary experience or maybe funny experience?
It's both bad, scary, and also funny, so it's memorable.
Memorable, right?
Memorable experience.
So until now, you will never forget that.
Yeah!
Wow.
It's very, very memorable for me.
But Yumika, talking about tourism destination, like you said before about Dieng, maybe. So you said also Indonesia has lots of interesting tourism destination.
Indonesia has a lot of beautiful places. I think foreigners, not only Indonesian people, but foreigners have to visit. They must visit. Not only Dieng, we have Lake Toba.
Lake Toba? So what is it, Lake Toba? Yumika?
Destinations located in Sumatra.
Okay.
And there are a lot of places. It's not only a lake, but I believe there are a lot of must-visit places in Lake Toba.
So there are also more interesting places in Toba that we have to visit.
Yes, that's true. For example,
what's that?
There's a Jangga Dolok Village. Have you ever heard of that place?
I haven't heard that. Can you tell us maybe? Yumika?
Oh,
Jangga
yeah.
Dolok Village.
Village.
What's that?
It's home to the Batak tribe. The Jangga Dolok Village is situated on an orange hillside and rice fields.
Right.
So it's orange hillside. It's like Dieng, but it's full of rice fields.
Full of rice fields.
Yeah. And foreigners or the visitors can admire the architecture of the traditional houses, watch the villagers weave beautiful ulos,
enjoy
Batak cuisines, and explore the remnants and monuments of ancient Batak.
Really wonderful. Jangga Dolok Village. So beside Jangga Dolok Village, Yumika, maybe we have also another village that we can visit in around Lake Toba maybe?
Yeah, there are a lot of villages on Jangga Dolok. There are also Tongging Village.
Tongging Village?
Yeah, Tongging Village. It's the magical vistas of nature. It's tucked away on a hill. This laid-back village offers a beautiful setting to recharge you with a magnificent view of the pictures. Hill reflecting in the lovely Lake Toba. So the views there are breathtakingly beautiful.
Excellent. So you said before, it can set us to recharge. Yeah, recharge ourselves maybe.
Yeah.
You mean by visiting that, we will be fresher maybe?
Yeah.
Much more fresh?
Have you ever heard the term of healing?
Yes, I see.
Healing, yeah, when you are tired from your routine.
Okay.
Working, I believe by going to Lake Toba, especially Tongging Village, you will be recharged.
Wow,
so
you will feel relaxed there.
Yeah,
so what is another?
There's actually a lot. Also Tomok Village there, which is beautiful, the small village.
Okay.
Beautiful Batak houses and many historical sites. There's the tomb of King Sidabuta, the stone statues, the Sigale Gale dance performance, and nearby Batak museums are some of the highlights of Tomok Village. There are also hills there, five
hills. What hill is that?
Lake Toba has
uphill area, right?
They have uphill area and the hill, one of the hills is Tarabunga Hill.
Tarabunga.
Yeah, the name is beautiful and also the view is beautiful, providing romantic panoramic views of Lake Toba.
Wow.
It offers spectacular sunrise and sunset views and attract a lot of photographs.
Romantic views.
Romantic views.
So this maybe the area is also maybe Instagrammable view, yeah?
Yeah, not Instagrammable. I think it's
a
free wedding.
Wow, free wedding. Oh, wow. You remind me maybe that I want to go there, but...
Have you ever been to Lake Toba?
I haven't been there, but maybe after listening and also knowing that from you such please direct me maybe, give me such motivation to go there.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful place, right?
So what else? What else?
There are a lot of hills, so not only Tarabunga Hill, they also have Hobung Hill.
Hobung Hill.
Hobung Hill, it's known as Teletubbies Hill.
Oh, yeah. Teletubbies, I know that.
Yeah, this is a great camping site.
Okay.
If you're there, you can spend the night gazing at the starry sky and wake up early to catch the breathtaking sunrise.
Wow, sunrise. So when we are there, we will be able to see sunrise.
Yeah, and also starry sky.
Yeah.
Sky full of stars. Then we have, Lake Toba also have Pusuk Bukit.
Pusuk Bukit.
Yeah, it's unparalleled views from the summit of Pusuk Bukit are worth the long trek up to the top. It's a sacred hill for the Batak people who believe it to be the birthplace of
sacred
Batak.
Hill?
It's a sacred
hill.
So I think the atmosphere is very, very historical. But also the view is amazing.
Wow, amazing, yes. So you'll get amazing view of panorama there, Yumika.
And we have Huta Ginjang.
Huta Ginjang. Oh, there's still another visit place, for Lake Toba.
Yeah, I have Huta Ginjang. It's when you have to see Lake Toba from another angle,
okay.
You can see from a very high place, like Huta Ginjang.
So when we're in a high place, we're able to see this panorama.
Yeah,
like this,
that's true.
So the last is, what's that?
Lastly, I have Starry Observation Tower, where you can see mesmerizing views of the sunrise, sunset, and and the lake Toba itself. So you can also see the Manara Pantanal there. The teleobservation is the must visit destination.
Wow, so teleobservation power.
Yes.
So when we are in the place, we are able to see directly, yeah?
From everything.
Lots of...
Everything, actually.
Wow.
Everything from teleobservation power.
It is really a hard place.
Yeah. That's true.
So talking about Batak is from Medan. Yeah, because, I mean, if I'm mistaken, your mom is from...
Yeah,
Medan.
I'm home.
Wow, really good.
Yeah, my mom is from Batak.
So can you speak Batak language to me?
Yeah, just a little. Uh-huh. If I had to say, because I hear my grandma say it a lot. It's Acik Nai.
What does it mean, Acik Nai?
It means, oh, that hurts. Either it's old age,
okay.
So she kind of suffers a lot.
Great.
That's what she said.
Oh, that's why maybe because your mom is from Batak, yeah, I mean, Medan. That means maybe it seems that you are familiar with that, maybe.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Lake Toba, but I've never been there.
But Yurika, we must go there, maybe.
Yeah, I really do agree. Very tempting. From the must-visit place.
Okay, good, very good. So that's Lake Toba is one of Indonesian tourism destinations. Yes, look. Yurika, I mean, from this, hopefully, we are our listeners maybe, from foreigners, when they
would love to go to Lake Toba.
Yes, when they visit Indonesia, they can also visit Lake Toba.
That's true.
Okay, thank you, Yurika, for your information, listeners. Hopefully, this will be beneficial for you, talking about Lake Toba as one of Indonesian tourism destinations.
Lucy Jandung Hati, by Siti Fatima, and Henry Iskandar. Enjoy the song.
Something that I was about
to Vancouver and more travel companies from abroad ordered boats for them. The Dove community was brought back as a top memory of boat builders and steerers from the Indian Caribbean. The use of the word community to generalize all types of boats is actually a deflation of the nation's boat benefits from the world, because in Indonesia there are hundreds of types of boats, and they all have their own names.
Memesan kapal seperti itu istilah pinisi itu dianggap kembali sebagai suatu ya ingatan kebanggaan pembuat perahu dan pelayar dari bandar bahari itu. Penggunaan kata pinisi untuk memukul rata semua jenis perahu itu sebenarnya suatu apa namanya ya suatu deflasi kekayaan pembuatan perahu Indonesia, karena di Indonesia ada ratusan jenis perahu yang semua punya nama tersendiri.
Pinisi became known worldwide since its first expedition to Vancouver, Canada in 1986, but one of the crew members is still sailing today.
Mungkin dari awal waktu itu yang saya tidak tadi.
At that time, from the start, I remember it was in 85 when my team entered Kelowna, and then I said I wanted to come to Canada. I hadn't applied yet. Finally, after a long time, Mr. Felipe, a Frenchman, who was vouching for us as a witness to who accepted the people, I said that you're going home, right? And at that time, many of the others didn't come. I went first, so then he said, do you want to come to Canada? And I said, yes, sir. It was still eight more people. And he said, they're not afraid of waves 8 to 9 meters. He said, the same to me. Then I said, in Indonesia, I've never seen 9 meters wave. I wanted to see it. We immediately shook hands, so it was a deal. At that time, I was on the machine, and also on the sail. There were also 4 people from Tanah Biru, also Kulipi. I asked you this Navy man, how many meters are the waves? Oh, this is only 7 meters. How is the 10 meters one like? I said. Relying on 2 masts and 7 double-up sails called pinisi, the wind has been the main force for Indonesian sailors since the 12th century to sail to their destination.
Well, kalau kita berlayar cuma mendengar aja.
If we sail, we just play with the sails according to the wind. Maybe there will be a change in the wind for several hours. Like you yesterday, sailing without wind for 2 hours could take 1 day because of the wind. Well, if you use an engine, you can calculate the speed and at what time we will arrive. Well, if we just play with the sails, we cannot predict when we will arrive.
Kapal pinisi di Bandung ini asalnya dari Arab, dulu Pembak, Sulawesi Selatan.
The Pinisi ship was built originally from Arab and also from Sulawesi, starting from the year before independence in 1975. After independence, it already existed. From generation to generation, we have been able to make this ship without any finished drawings. It has been passed down from our ancestors until now. We do it without any technical knowledge. It is just based on experience, and it is recognized throughout the world.
Tanpa ada bilang teknik bagaimana, dan di sini pengalaman saja. Dia kuil dan sebelumnya. Kalau dengan pinisi, saya kurang lebih. Tapi kali ini kami meeting di pantai dia, ke pantai Anjuran.
The Pinisi took more than a year, but this time we make it on the Losari Beach. It is the fastest one built in just 2 months and a half. And like this, with 2 units, with 25 people working, that's iron wood, beating wood, and kick wood. They only need 3 types of wood in terms of its strength. In the sea, you can make and adjust any kinds of wood. I used to have fishing made from heavy wood, but the scarcity of this heavy wood forced me to use it only for the ship purpose. Now I cannot do it anymore, and that's what I'm doing.
Sekarang tidak jalan jalan, sudah berpulang. Kita untuk berpulang. Baiknya ini kami jatuh.
The ship's plans are arranged one by one, then they go up here after the body is finished, then the casks are installed. Once the casks are installed, the word is installed, the bottom is, and then the gutter, then the floor, then the room. The room has all the walls and partitions made. After this, it has been put on the hub, this is lowered, and the mast is made. The mast is then put on the hands with the mast with, then the sail is put on, and set. The system and calculation for making Pinisi sailing ships has been known to people of Arab village Bulukumba since 19th century. However, according to research conducted by German historian Horst Lippner, only 12 Lemolimo people knew this shipbuilding system. The system is named Tatarup.
Itu dari rumus ini. Kita ini yang
ini. Ah, that's the formula. So this is how your ship's average 1 juta rupiah. The important thing is that we know the line weight and its height. That this is 6 meters, the length is 30 meters, the height is 3 meters. We keep installing it, and then it will be right when it hits 6 meters. Indeed, they already have experience in that aspect, without saying that it is balanced. It is already balanced because it is average speed towards steering, so that it is precise up to 6 meters without any weighing approximately or so. Each one works, each one is an expert.
Ada satu hal dan itu intinya dari warisan dunianya gitu. Nah itu.
There is one thing that is absent from heritage, and what we can call a formula for making. Many people say that those are made with a drawing and so on, and that is actually not true. There is a formula that is not made into a drawing, but made into various sizes which are recorded after God. There are boundaries that are used with signs that determine the measurements, for example, the location of the pegs in the hull, the length of the plank, the location of the frame, and so on. Those who are still inherit this knowledge today are the descendants of the Lemolimo people. It seems to have a formula called Tatarup, which translates boats up to 14 meters long. Kielan boats, or whatever boats were called Pinisi in the 17th, were much bigger. So, there is an impression that the Arab people, at some point in 1930s to 1950s, created a new manufacturing formula called Tatarup, which could produce larger boats.
Dari lebih besar. Jadi ada kesan bahwa orang Arab pada suatu saat, tahun 1930-an, 1950-an, menciptakan satu rumus pembuatan yang baru yang dinamakan Tatarup, dan bisa menghasilkan perahu yang lebih besar. Membangun suatu perahu itu adalah suatu hal yang sangat-sangat unik. Secara teknologi, perahu layar itu diakui sebagai
Building a boat is very, very complicated thing. Probably the sailboat is recognized as the most complicated human creation that has existed before the Industrial Revolution in the 18th century. This means that throughout human history, nothing more complicated has been built than a sailboat. If we compare the parts of lumber, of objects in the stirred, whatever there is, as far as I know, it's 100 tons more than a sailboat. And they all have to function the same as cell phones. Even a small
Kedepankan kepada hal yang aneh supaya itu kita direduksi atas